Ed Egan was a professor at Mount St. Mary's University in Maryland.
What would you normally be doing on a day like this?
I'd be on campus today. I'd be teaching my class on the First Amendment.
But on Monday, he was fired. In a letter, a school official said he is persona non grata and not welcome to visit the university's campus because he violated his duty of loyalty to the school. It all began last month when the student newspaper reported that school president Simon Newman wanted professors to identify struggling students in the first few weeks of school so they could be encouraged to drop out. Some faculty members resisted, and the school paper reported that Newman told them, "This is hard for you because you think of the students as cuddly bunnies, but you can't. You just have to drown the bunnies, put a Glock to their heads." Many students and faculty were outraged.
It's not just the words, but it's the plan that the words described.
What's wrong with the plan?
Weeding out students because we think they might not do well in order to make the numbers look better. That's not Mount St. Mary's.
Egan was the faculty advisor to the school paper and says he's being punished for accurate but embarrassing reporting by the students.
You did not tell them what to write.
I did not.
In any way?
No. Anybody on campus who knows the students knows that nobody would manipulate these students.
They can't be manipulated.
They are independent, strong, bright people.
A petition protesting the firings has been signed by more than 7,500 professors across the country. We repeatedly asked the university for an interview, but they turned us down. They issued a written statement instead, saying that the two men were fired because they violated the code of conduct.